Welcome to Word Life Church. My name is Pastor Freddie Minifield. You know, I'm so excited that you joined us today. I don't believe it's a coincidence. One thing I know for sure is that the Word of God will make all the difference in your life. And the word you hear today is going to encourage you, it's going to challenge you, and it's going to impact your forever. So whatever you do, get all the distractions away, and you tune in and expect to hear from heaven. And after the message, don't go anywhere. I'd love the opportunity to pray with you on any needs that you may have in your house or your household. You know, there is no time, space, or distance in the spirit realm. You can be healed, delivered, saved right where you are. So stay tuned after the message. We'll see you then.
I love this scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4 through 5 says, "And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." You know, family, it will never be about what a man is doing, what a man is saying. It will always be about what the Holy Spirit is saying. So when you come into the house of God, listen in to what the Holy Spirit is saying. And you got some notes that's been provided, so you don't even have to take notes if you don't want to. It's already provided. But what I want you to do is listen and write down what the Holy Spirit is saying to you, because that is life or death. That is giving you the boldness and the courage to walk through doors that only He can open, and close doors that need to be closed in our lives. Amen. Expect to hear from God today. Amen. Those of you who are watching online, get rid of every distraction. Don't fold laundry right now. You can do that after the message. Make a decision to hear from heaven. You know, we always have to participate in the plan of God, and it's so important that we do just that. We're going to introduce a new series today entitled Truth in Love. You know, we are living in times where truth has become blurred, redefined, or discarded altogether. The enemy of our soul wants to change the culture. And he knows in order to change a culture, you have to first change the language. And one of the tools the enemy has been using is a word called alternative. And if we don't stand flat-footed on the word of God, we will stand idly by and watch our children think it's okay to go another way and discard what the Bible says. It is not mean, it is not hateful for me to agree with the word of God and say male and female is God's order. There's nothing wrong with that. There's no hate, there is nothing ill in me to agree with the word of God. Amen? And you know what? If we don't do it, family, we'll watch an entire generation accept junk from the devil. If we don't understand what's at stake, if we don't make statements of truth, who will? Think about that for a moment. Who will speak into the next generation if believers don't? Our focus must be love people enough to tell the truth. We have to get to that point where we just choose to love people enough. It's not closed-minded to agree with the word of God. It's not old-fashioned to trust the Bible. We have to settle that. Some conversations have already been settled. Some decisions have already been made. There are some things that you don't have to guess about. Like, for example, are we really having a discussion about what gender you are? Is that a real thing? We can settle that easily. Check your equipment. There should be zero guesswork in our gender. And family, correct me if I'm wrong. Is this really going on? Right now, this is going on. If we don't speak truth in love, we will have an entire generation that is confused. And it's not God's order. It's not God's way. And it's not mean to say God got it right when he picked our gender. That's not hateful to say, check your equipment. Stop guessing. Stop wondering. It has never been about feelings. Somebody say amen to that. It has never been about feelings. We have to settle this. Truth in love. God has set things in order, and we're going to talk about it. Is that all right? We're gonna stand on the word. How many of you believe the word of God? How many of you believe the Bible is still relevant for you and I? We're going to take a look at that. You know, I have always dreamed, I shouldn't say always, I've dreamed of for a long time, a body of believers that just believe the truth of the word of God over situations and circumstances, over emotions and feelings and things that come our way. You know, I see children who are taught at an early age and they believe the word of God. They're not hesitant to lay hands on somebody in the playground and watch healing come right there. Watch broken bones be mended right there under the power of God. I see that. I see men standing on the word of God and not ashamed to say, hey, bro, this is what I'm struggling with. Oh, no worries, I got you. You know, let's go to the word. Let's build one another up so we can go forward. And on that note, Tim, will you stand up? Tim has been doing an amazing job. Let's give Tim Penner a round of applause. You know, Tim has been, thank you, sir. Tim has been taking the application notes from Sunday service, studying them out, and coming back every Wednesday with revelation knowledge and insight. And there is a core group of men who aren't afraid to say, you know what? This is what I'm struggling with. Because here's the thing, family. Whatever is hidden still has you. If it's worth hiding, that's just evidence of it having you. And if we don't create an atmosphere of real truth, respect, honor, authentic care for one another, things will remain hidden. And you'll take that bondage to the grave. And there's too much power that's been made available for us to stand for that. There's too much power that the price was more than enough to take care of every need in the house. But it has to be freely given over. It has to be freely. You know, I need help. And if we don't do that, that's not speaking truth in love. How many of you desire to live a drama-free life? Raise your hand if you want to live a drama. Dear God, I don't know if it happens with age, but I could care less about drama. I don't want any drama in my life. I'm just not interested in drama. I'm not. You know, I had a conversation with my youngest son, Josiah, and we were talking, and this is a great example of how God is with us. I told him, he's going through some things, and we're talking and going over it, and I said, you know, Josiah, you don't ever have to be limited to 23-year-old wisdom. You know, the blessing about having me in your life, at any moment, you can function in 76-year-old wisdom. At any moment. And I remember we were celebrating my father-in-law's birthday, and he was turning 75. I was there. My son Jordan was there. And we took a picture, and it just so happens Jordan was 25, I was 50 already, and my father-in-law was turning 75. We're there celebrating his 75th birthday. And it was a great picture of progressive wisdom. All of us, when we know better, we do better. True or not true? Aren't you more wise now than when you were a teenager? Some of y'all, ooh, thank you, Jesus. I made it through those years. The wisdom of God is available for you and I to tap into. At any moment, we can tap into the wisdom of God and make good decisions. We can make quality decisions in our lives. And speaking truth in love is an opportunity for us to push through the drama, the facades, the faces, and just say, Lord, here I am. I'm here to attach my life to your truth and then spread that. And one of the things I constantly see is believing believers who are free because they believe the word of God and they go out and do the same with other people. I can't get away from it. I see people who are just committed to mentoring and discipling others. That's what Word Life was founded on. Getting what you, the reason why you guys, look at your notes. How many, does everybody have notes, first of all? Raise your hand if you do not have notes. If you don't have notes, raise your hand. Everybody have notes? The reason why I take the time to print notes is because the core of who I am is a teacher. And discipling comes from having tools to disciple. The reason why it's so powerful to see what Tim is doing, he is taking a tool from a Sunday service and using it during a week. Every one of us can do that. You know, one of the other things that I have in my heart is starting focus groups. And the word focus is to stand for fixed on Christ's unlimited supply. And I see focus groups happening all over the valley. People who are intentional about kicking drama out of their lives and focusing on what God did. What did Jesus do for my life? And focus on that. Philippians 4:4-8 talks all about that. We have an opportunity to choose what we meditate on. At any moment, God would be an unjust God to put that in the word if we couldn't do it. We have an opportunity to, at any moment, meditate on the good things. Kick out the drama in your life. I see practical ministry where ministers come together and are taught practically how to do ministry, how to activate the gifts that are on the inside of you. I can't get away from it. That's just something that God has put on the inside of me. And we will see that through. We will see a ministry training program where men and women are equipped to go out and minister effectively. Because when we can affect ministers, we can affect hundreds and thousands of people. Each one reach one. Because what happens here should be happening out there all over the valley. It should be happening. Powerful marriage ministries, powerful, authentic women's ministry where salvation is taking place. People are being born again, filled with the Holy Spirit. You know, over the last three or four weeks, you know, we've had three water baptisms. We had three people who received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues. We've had physical healings. We've seen the power of God demonstrated here. And that's so encouraging because you are the reason why that's happening. Because of your supply. Because, you know, the reason you come to church is not just to get, it's to give out. We need what you have. Look at somebody and say, I need what you have. You know, the value of the body being joined together, fitly joined together, is so critical. It is so critical. You and I should never have aught with anybody in the body. Never. Now, is that happening? No, not even close. But that's God's order. Because what beef should your stomach have with your heart? It's for the same body. Can you imagine your lungs protesting your feet? I ain't going nowhere. I ain't giving you no oxygen. You're going to dry up and shrivel up. What you said to me last night. Could you imagine? That is not God's order. We are the body. Look at somebody again and say, I need you. I need you. We are the body of Christ. Our new series is entitled Truth and Love. Let's go to John chapter 16 and verse 13. I already know I'm not going to get through it, but it's good to launch it and start in this direction. This series is so vital because love without truth is not love at all. I made the statement before, nobody cares how much you pray in tongues if you're mean in English. They don't care how holy you are. They don't care how much time you spend basking in the presence of God and you show up mean. Nobody benefits from that. It is so important that we settle that. Family, what is in us needs to come out of us. Sometimes we just need to tell our face that we're happy. The joy, let the joy of the Lord come out of you. Allow people to know. The word of God is truth. Truth is the highest form of reality. Truth has been made available to us by way of the Holy Spirit. Let's look at John chapter 16 and verse 13. So critical. And family, whatever you do, hold fast to the word of God. Allow the word of God to supersede your opinions, your background, your upbringing. Allow the word of God. Our subtitle for today's message is Firm Foundation. When we make the word of God our foundation, I could tell you, you're going to make it. You choose the word of God over everything. I can predict your future. You're going to make it. I've seen a lot of things take place. I've seen a lot of relationships, my own personal relationships, come and go. And people who promised they weren't going anywhere. People who promised different things are nowhere to be found. But I can never say that of God Almighty. I can never say, you know, you left me. You neglect, never. So I'm encouraging all of us today, make the word of God your foundation. Above all else, settle on that. John 16, 13 says, however, when he, the spirit of, what's it say? The spirit of truth has come. He will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. The reason why this is so important, because we have to know what truth is. We have to know where truth comes, because people will challenge truth. People will say, well, how do I know your truth is more important than my truth? People will, and the reason why, and that's why the enemy is so clever. And he is defeated and under our feet, but he's still talking. And the moment you and I lend him our ears and begin to repeat or rehearse or meditate on what he says, we give him power in our lives. Now, because he's defeated, we have to be mindful of every time the devil talks, it's a lie. Every time. Every time he says anything, oh, you can discount it. It's a lie. If you ever hear him say, you're not going to make it, this is it. This sickness is unto death. You're not going to make it through this one. That's a lie. And I can tell you, God ain't saying that to you. Settle that and know where the lies are coming from. The purpose of committing to the word of God is to allow our Creator to guide our steps. He knows us better than anybody. Allow him. Family, don't ever try to get your identity outside of God. He knows you. He knows exactly why he created you. People live and die and never tap into their purpose, God's intent for their lives. God is constantly broadcasting. This is what I want you to do, son. This is what I want you to do, daughter. Come with me. Come. And you know what's so awesome? Give yourselves a hand for being here right now. Just give yourselves a hand. If you're not comfortable giving yourself a hand, give your neighbor a hand. Give your neighbor a hand for being here right now. Because the Holy Spirit is going to talk to somebody and give you direction of why he called you, why he created you, what he had in his mind when he formed you in your mother's womb. Alone, we're limited at best. We can't see around the corner. We can't see around the curves in life. However, our overseer can. The picture I have is a helicopter flying over us in a windy mountain road sees it all. And we're cautious, getting ready to, we went to Hawaii, to Maui a while back. And there's a thing, have you ever been on the road to Hana? Have you guys ever been on the road to Hana? The road to Hana, y'all need to go to Maui. Put that on your thing to do. The road to Hana, I don't know why this is a tourist attraction. It's the number one tourist attraction in Maui. This road, I think it's like 648 hairpin turns. And it is absolutely crazy. I mean, it's you're on the mountain. It's cool because you see some water and you see some jungle-like stuff. But what you don't see if you're not paying attention is the car coming around the corner at you. And the road is, I mean, it's barely big enough for two cars to fit on. So we're hugging the rocks, and they're hugging the cliff, and it's a tourist attraction. And I'm like, who in the world came up with this as a tourist attraction? Now, I know the stuff that you stop and go out and see is a tourist attraction. I said all that to say, we don't know what's around the corner in our lives. We don't know what's in front of us, but the Spirit of God knows every single time. And we can tap into his wisdom to know, oh no, don't do that. Oh no, you better come here. You better go there. We're not limited. Here's the thing, family. Hear this. Don't limit yourself to yourself. The greatest one is on the inside of you. God said that to me. I almost jumped out of my skin. You know, I said before, the greater one, you know, quoting scripture, the greater one lives on the inside of me. And I heard the Lord say, son, the greatest one lives inside of you. I was like, what? I mean, I was like, if I could have went somewhere, if I could have teleported, that would have been when I teleported. Family, the greatest one lives on the inside of you. There will never be anyone greater than the one that's been deposited on the inside of you. Somebody shout right now. Somebody shout. And that is the greatest one lives on the inside of you. That is so powerful. We need to know and understand it. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 7. Tap into God's wisdom. We can do that. That is absolutely available for you and I. That's why I made that analogy about the helicopter flying over, seeing all the curves and turns in our lives. We don't have to be limited to ourselves. Wisdom is made available to each and every one of us. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 7 says, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. That word get implies you doing something, true or not true. I didn't even say receive wisdom, it says get wisdom. So you have a part to play in getting wisdom. Go like this, give me my wisdom. You got it. Get wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and all you're getting, get understanding. Drop down to Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 2. Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 2 says, the tongue of the wise uses knowledge rightly, but the mouth of fools pours forth foolishness. And I said the statement earlier, when we know better, we do better. When we understand more, we just do better. We do better, we think better, we talk better, and we become better. In order to be successful, we need to value wisdom and honor the Word of God. You know, young people, the Word of God is not old-fashioned. I see you older folks grabbing. I'm young too. I see you grabbing hold of that. The Word of God is not old-fashioned. The Word of God is not for your parents. The Word of God will secure your success. The Word of God will secure your next steps. Dear God, how many of you would go back if you could do it over? If I could go talk to little Freddie, man, who knows where I would be? It would be a different scenario for sure. The wisdom of God is available for each and every one of us. Family, don't give up on that. I promise you it's not too late. The gifts that God has placed on the inside of you, the dreams that God has placed on the inside of you are right in front of you. Don't stop pursuing God's plan for your life. In order to be successful, we need to value wisdom and honor the Word of God. We need to intentionally receive wisdom. We need to know, how do we do that? How do we access wisdom? First of all, we have to know what we really have. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 30. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 30. Let's read that together. It's on the screen in the New King James Version. Ready? Read. Who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. The reason why that's such a valuable scripture is we've gotten better at understanding our righteousness is in him, from him, and it's a gift. We have righteousness, but we don't always acknowledge that we have wisdom right now. If you are born again, if you said yes to Jesus, you have wisdom right now. The way we access it is renewing our minds. The way we access it is get out of the way. Even if you don't feel like it, even if you don't think this is the way you should go, what does the Word say? When we renew our minds with the Word of God, transformation is automatic. Automatic. This means in Christ, I am just as wise as I am righteous. The way we access wisdom is by meditating on the truth of God's word. You can't separate truth from God. And this is what we've seen in our society. We've seen people try to hold on to and call different things truth outside of the word of God. And that's impossible. What is received outside of the word of God is deception. And I've never seen somebody deliver themselves from themselves. That doesn't happen. And that's why what Tim is doing with the men is so powerful, because it's an accountability group that's open and honest and have given each other to one another to be held accountable so deliverance can happen. Let me help you. If you think you can get out of what you got in by yourself, you're sadly mistaken. Can I just speak the truth in love right now? If you think you can unravel where you are by yourself, you're mistaken. I can tell you that from experience. We need the Word of God to help us get out of situations that we've gotten into, fell into, some of us jumped into. We need the Word of God. True or not true? True or not true? We need the Word of God, and we need one another. We need, you know, the saying is it takes a village to raise a kid, a child. It takes a village to raise a child. You know what else is true? It takes a village to stay the course. I made that up.
It takes a village to stay on course. Now, let me qualify that. A village of believing believers, okay? Because some folks, you want to kick out of the village. They lead you somewhere, nowhere, fast.
We need insight from the Word of God. We need Bible-believing, Spirit-filled believers around us to help us get to where God is calling us to go. You know, the old saying, show me your friends, I'll show you your future, is so true. You know, if we just tapped into half of the stuff that Grandma and them told us, we would be all right. How many of y'all live a certain amount of life and look back and say, man, Grandma was right. Man, my mom was right. It really doesn't matter how we feel. It matters what the Word of God says, because every situation, every circumstance is temporary. Seasons always change. You ever know that? We have never been stuck in winter. Seasons always change, and whatever you are going through, you're going through it. Trust God enough to hold on to His Word. Don't lean to your own understanding. Trust Him, and He'll make sure, because it's His Word. He's going to fulfill His Word. When we position ourselves in His Word, success is inevitable. It's inevitable, because He's going to do what He does. And He can do every one of us better than we can ever do ourselves. You know, sometimes we worry about our children as if God doesn't have them. We worry about our children sometimes like we could be better at taking care of them than God can. We'll stay up, lose sleep. And here's the thing. God is not going to wrestle you for your children. He's waiting patiently for you to say, Lord, you got them. But that's for somebody right now. Somebody needed to hear that. God has your children. Meditating on truth is key. Let's go to Psalms chapter 51 and verse 6. Meditating on truth is key. There's enough distraction. There's enough junk. There's enough information coming at us. If we don't choose to meditate on truth, that stuff will begin to get in and shape our understanding. It'll begin to shape our belief system. And the truth is, our firm foundation has to come out of the Word of God. And if it doesn't, our foundation is not firm. It's not solid. It's suspect. If our foundation hasn't been built on the Word of God, if it's been built on our upbringing, if it's been built on our business success, our family values, if it's been built on anything other than the Word of God, it is suspect. You can't trust it. But the Word of God, you can trust every time. Psalm 51:6 says, behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom. Colossians 3:16 says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 11 and 12. Family, the Word of God will show us what's really going on the inside of us. And we need that. We need to know. We don't need to be shadow boxing when someone's trying to knock your head off. You don't need to be swinging at a target that's not there when you're in a battle, when you're in a fight. You want to know what is really going on. Real solutions are found in the thoughts and the intent. Real solutions are found in our motives, and that's what the Word of God does. Verse 11, let's read that together. Ready, read. Let us therefore be diligent to enter into that rest, lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience. Verse 12. For the Word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Real solutions are found in the thoughts and the intents of our heart. If we're going to be successful in walking in truth, we're going to have to get down to what's really going on inside of us. And here's the thing. The only way that happens is the Word of God. The Word of God is the only thing capable of dividing soul and spirit. You know how closely soul and spirit run together? How many of you knew you were making the right decision and it turned out to be the wrong decision? Anybody bold enough to raise your hand? You knew it. It felt right. It looked right. And you looked up and was like, dear God, what was I thinking? And then you remember, no, I did. The Holy Spirit did say not to do that. I did feel a little, there was a little bit of don't do that. But I wanted it so bad. It looked so good. And I started thinking about what could possibly be. The Word of God will keep us on the spirit side of that, knowing what he wants us to do. You know, the devil will always attack the Word of God. He will always do what he did to Eve in the garden. Did God really say? That will always be his strategy. Did God really say? He's trying to get your eyes off the promises and onto the promise. Or off the promises and onto the problems. He's trying to distract you to look at what he's doing instead of focusing on what he did. That's his strategy. Or to create your own solution to where you handle it. If he could get you out of the word, his job is mostly done. There's only one letter. I had a friend tell me this, and it is so true. There is only one letter separating word and world. And that one letter is what? L. What does lie start with? There, all it takes is a lie to get you and I off of the word into worldly thinking. Into the enemy's territory. Influenced more by him than the word. The powerful thing about the word being our guide is it really does maximize our potential. It really does create the best life. Your best life is attached to Jesus Christ. You know, I'm going to end with this example. We'll pick this up next week. When you are a renter, you have a what? It's a real question. You have a lease. You have somebody else who owns it, right? And that individual is called a landlord. When you have a landlord and you have a house, when something breaks, you don't run down to Home Depot and purchase a water heater or a refrigerator. You don't do you do that? What do you do? Mr. Smith, how you doing, sir? Your water heater just went out. Yeah, no, we need hot water. We need some hot water. Yes, oh, no, this evening? Okay. If Jesus Christ is your Lord, does it make sense for you to try to fix things in your life? Does it make sense for you to try to fix your family, your problem, your finances, your stress, your emotional condition? Does it make sense if Jesus is the Lord of your life, when life throws you a curve, why don't call on him? Why not call on the Lord of your life to manage things when they go wrong? Family, if we get this truth on the inside of us, stress will leave you. So
Some of you are wringing your hands, trying to figure it out, staying up late, and you're not calling on your Lord. The Lord of your life will take the heavy lifting. The Lord of your life will fix your marriage, your kids, your finances. The Lord of your life will handle what you give to him. If you hold on to it, try to fix it yourself, you can't look at God and shake your bony finger and say, why are you letting this happen to me? Our role is giving it over. Everybody stand to your feet. Our role is giving it over. As a sign of us being willing to give the things that concern us the most, I'm talking about things that weigh you down, things that keep you up at night, I want you to hold it close to your chest initially. It doesn't matter what it is. Healing in your body, a loved one, a prodigal, financial stress, it doesn't matter what it is. I want us to put our hands close to our body like this. Everybody get in this posture. Everybody get in this posture. Whatever it is, get in this posture. And then I want you to see your life, Lord, Jesus Christ, coming to you and saying, I'll take that. I'll take that care. I'll take that stress, that relationship, that worry, that financial pressure. I'll take that. You're mine. I'll take care of you. With eyes closed, with imaginations clear, seeing whatever it is. Now extend your hands and give it over. Extend your hands and give it to your life, Lord. As the prayer ministers coming up front, Father, I pray over every extended hand. I pray over every household right now. You know exactly what they need. Father, as an act of faith, they are extending their hands and giving it over to you. I thank you for your anointing that is present and available to take it, to remove the burdens. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for it now. We thank you for taking this off of us. We thank you for doing the heavy lifting in our lives.
Wasn't that a powerful message? Isn't God good? You know, one thing I know for sure, the Word of God never returns void. It's always going to do what it's supposed to do. So here's your challenge. Apply the Word of God that you heard today. If this message has been a blessing to you in any way, I'm encouraging you to consider sowing a seed. You know, here at Word Life, we're seeing lives transform. We're seeing people saved, healed, delivered. And that happens through partnership. So we welcome your partnership if you feel led to come and be a part of what God is doing here. If you have any prayer requests, let us know. We would love the opportunity. I'm going to pray for everybody here in a second. But if you have anything specific, let us know. We would love the opportunity to partner with you in prayer. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for each and every viewer. Father, I add my faith to their faith right now. In the name of Jesus, I speak blessings over their lives, over their children, over their households. I boldly declare that they are above only and not beneath. They are the head and not the tail, and they walk in victory in Jesus' name. God bless you. We love you. We'll see you next time.